Ethiopia is denying accusations that its troops have re-entered Somali territory. Witnesses claim Ethiopian troops and 17 military vehicles arrived in the town of Kalabarka, a few kilometers from the border. On January 25th, Ethiopia ended an unpopular two-year deployment in Somalia. The weak Somali government called in the Ethiopians to oust an umbrella Islamic group that had taken control of much of the country. Somalia has not yet had an effective government for 18 years. Meanwhile, the Catholic Development Agency Progressio has been invited to coordinate international observers in elections to be held on March 29th in the Republic of Somaliland. Somaliland is an internationally unrecognized government, and it's located in Somalia's northwest. It declared unilateral independence from the failed Somali state in 1991. Since then, it has sought to chart a path away from conflict to a competitive and democratic political system. The parliamentary elections in 2005 were the first of their kind to be held in the Somali region since 1969. Progressio's advocacy coordinator for Africa, Dr. Steve Kebble, told us more about life in the country and his hopes for a free and fair election.
Well, it's always been a very poor country. It has relied on remittances from overseas because there was a massive Somaliland and Somali diaspora from the Civil War days. It's also relied on exporting sheep and goats across to the Emirates and Saudi Arabia, and there's been some problems with that trade. And, of course, the general economic downturn has affected it. People still survive, however, and they are very much kind of people who can survive a lot of things. But there are some problems with the elections at the present time. The chairman of the National Electoral Commission resigned last Sunday under some kind of pressure from the presidency, a lack of confidence from some of the political parties, particularly one of the opposition parties. There's been worries about fraud. There were suicide bombings last October, and the donors are still waiting for some reports and are not putting more money in at the moment. So that, combined with problems in the south, does mean that there are a number of problems for these elections on date. But we expect, in the end, that Somalilanders will provide us with a reasonably free and fair election that we can observe.